Blog Talk Radio.
Smoke News Radio Podcast. Welcome to Smoke News Radio 2020 with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Hello, thank you. Our main focus is marijuana and cancer. Jump in here. Questnews.com. Does medical marijuana help or harm kids? Amy Norton. And read to you by Jason Brodsky. Parents are increasingly interested in whether medical marijuana can help their children with problems like cancer-related pain and nausea. But there's a concern about interactions, their medications, and a general lack of research. That's one of the main takeaways from a new report in Pediatrics detailing what hospitals' approach to medical marijuana. Doctors at Children's Hospital Colorado do not prescribe medical marijuana, but when kids are admitted, some are already using some form of it. In other cases, parents want to know if it might help with persistent problems, nausea, or pain. Several years ago, the hospital decided it needed a formal policy on the matter. It wasn't just about deciding whether kids could use the product in the hospital. According to Dr. David Broombaugh, Associate Chief Medical Officer, it was also about giving parents accurate information and, well, having an open conversation. Quoted, we don't want just to say, no, you can't do this in the hospital, because that's not right, Mumbai said. Quotes, but also families might want to continue to use it without telling us. Quotes, it's important for doctors to be aware of all medications or supplements a child takes. A major reason is the potential for those substances to interact, possibly creating side effects or lowering the effectiveness of a vital medication. As part of its policy, the hospital created patient services to give families information. It was also needed to support hospital staff who could not be expected to have all the answers on medical marijuana. In the August issue, Pediatrics, Rumba's team describes the hospital's experience with the first 50 children seen by the service. A full 80% had cancer, already started them on medical marijuana, or wanted information about it. In Colorado, kids under 18 can use it if two separate physicians certify to a medical need and parents give consent. Most often, parents were seeking help for their children's nausea and vomiting, appetite loss, or pain. Quotes, that speaks to a real need out there. We still do not have enough treatments for improving, Mumba says. But whether medical marijuana fits the bill is unknown. Quotes, there really is an absence of data in kids and adults, too. It's hard to study because federal law deems marijuana a Schedule I drug, meaning it has no accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Complicating matters, the cannabis plant is not one thing. Marijuana is a variety, is hemp, and they contain many compounds, of which THC, most famous for the marijuana high, is only one. Another compound, cannabidol, CBD, has become widely popular, showing up in commercially available oils, capsules, and edibles. It does not produce a high. A majority of the 50 children in this report Smoke News Radio from the Roots. Read to you just south of Mookie, Sacramento, California. In fact, of the 50 kids, consultation deemed medical marijuana potentially unsafe for 60%. It was almost always because possible interactions with their medications. Often, parents were advised to change the timing of the medical marijuana to make interactions less likely. In one quarter of the cases, the advice was to avoid the products altogether. The scenario sounded familiar to Dr. Anup Patel, a pediatric neurologist at the Nationwide Children's Hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Drug interactions are one of my major concerns. Like many medications, cannabis, chemicals including THC and CBD are metabolized by the liver. He explains, when cannabis and other medications are metabolized by the same liver enzymes, they are essentially competing. So medication levels in the blood could either be too high, causing side effects, too low, compromising effectiveness. Aside from the safety, there is a question of effectiveness. There are approved medications containing human-made THC used for nausea related to cancer therapy, and one drug, a purified form of Epodiolex, is approved for treating certain forms of epilepsy. But other health claims for CBD remain unproven. The many products on the market are largely unregulated, and consumers can't be sure of what they're getting. Like Brumba, Patel encourages parents to talk to their children's doctor before using any cannabis product. If your child needs help with symptom relief, have a conversation with your doctor. You need to have an open dialogue. To on Smoke News Radio, your host, Jason Brodsky, living at large here in Northern California, Smoky Sacramento, California Blaze. Look to the hills, Ma. Get to safety. Okay, here we go. Next, from CNN.com. Weed, marijuana, pregnancy, autism link, and wellness. It's marijuana use during pregnancy linked to autism in babies, study has said. And what's interesting, they really boast themselves at the beginning. In what they call the largest study ever, researchers found using marijuana while pregnant may increase the risk that a child will develop autism. Quotes, women who use cannabis during pregnancy were 1.5 times more likely to have a child with autism, said study author Dr. Doreen L. Shahar, a maternal fetal medicine specialist and clinical investigator at Ottawa Hospital Research Institute in Canada. Reassuring findings, we are highly discouraged use of cannabis during pregnancy and breastfeeding, Past studies have shown the use of marijuana during pregnancy is linked to low birth weight, impulsivity, hyperactivity, attention issues, and other cognitive and behavioral issues in children, according to the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Pregnant women who use marijuana, one study found, have a 2.3 times greater risk of stillbirth. Not to scare you, based on that, I'm not too surprised by these findings. Fetal brain development occurs throughout all gestational ages. A study in the Journal of Nature reviewed data from every birth in Ontario, Canada, between 2007 and 2012, well before recreational marijuana was legalized in Canada in 2017. Of the 500,000 women in that data pool, researchers that narrowed the study to 2,200 women who said they used only marijuana during pregnancy without mixing it with alcohol, tobacco, or opioids. The study did not compare the amount and type of marijuana the women used during pregnancy, nor did the study know when during the pregnancy women used marijuana. And while the study could only show association, not cause and effect, researchers said they did their best to eliminate confounding factors as weed becomes legalized and more socially acceptable. Healthcare researchers worry that moms-to-be might think it's fine to use to treat morning sickness or use recreationally, despite the lack of research on long-term impacts on a fetus. A woman's eggs choose lucky sperm during last moments of conception. Study finds women also choose to use marijuana to avoid medications they felt were more harmful to their baby, such as anti-nausea pills, anti-psychotic medications, and opioids. Small study of pregnant women by Washington State University researchers found. Pain management, El Shahar said, she fears from expecting mothers is the most common reason for the use of marijuana. Quotes, it helps with different conditions that they may have or for nausea and vomiting in pregnancy. Elshar said, some people said they use it for sleep or for stress reduction. Still, others use it recreational. It's just part of the routine. Use of marijuana by pregnant women has been growing in the United States in the recent decade. In an analysis last year of over 450,000 pregnant women ages 12 to 44 by the National Institute on Drug Abuse found cannabis use more than doubled between 2002 and 2017. The vast majority of marijuana use was during the first 3 months of pregnancy. The study found and was predominantly recreational rather than medicinal. Yet the first trimester may be one of the most sensitive times for the developing brain of a fetus when it's most susceptible to damage, Al-Shahar said. Studies have found receptors for cannabis in the brains of animals early as 5 and 6 weeks of gestational age. You can hypothesize that if there are cannabinoid receptors and the baby's brain is exposed, it may have an effect on brain development, she says, any woman using marijuana and discovers she is pregnant should immediately discuss with her doctors, experts say. Yet many young women aren't honest, studies have shown. One study of women 25 years old and younger found they were twice as likely to screen positive for marijuana use than the self-reported prevalence of marijuana use during pregnancy ranges from 2% to 5% in most cases, according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Listening to Smoke News Radio, Jason Brodsky, your host. Let's get to what we got going on here for marijuana news. July 31st, marijuanamovement.net. Women who use marijuana more often have better sex, one study says. Written by Ben Adlin and read to you by Jason Brodsky on Smoke News Radio. Among women who enjoy marijuana, there's no shortage of anecdotal evidence that adding a bit of cannabis can bring a thrill to the bedroom. And in states where the drug is legal, marketers have capitalized on this claim. THC-infused lubricants promise increased arousal and better. Oh man, this is not PG. Okay, there's enough. On to the next one. From Smoke News Radio, unionleader.com. Standing recreational marijuana with Dr. Hemet Oz and Dr. Michael Roizen. Question. Can you help me convince my 27-year-old son that recreational marijuana is not completely benign? I'm worried that he's risking his health. From JG in Boulder, Colorado. Dr. Oz's answer. We're just beginning to understand the vices and virtues of recreational marijuana and medical use of its active ingredients. That's the cause the Drug Enforcement Agency labels it as a Schedule 1 drug, and it's been virtually impossible to do studies with it, despite the fact that 47 states and the District of Columbia and 4 of 5 U.S. territories allow some form of cannabis use. Fortunately, observational and retrospective studies in which people share what their experiences have been with marijuana do provide a pretty good roadmap to the trouble associated with its recreational use. Cardiovascular problems, a new scientific study statement from the American Heart Association highlights, studies have found an association between cannabis use and heart woes, specifically heart attacks, heart failure, arterial fibrillation, and stroke. 6% of folks under the age of 50 who've been were cannabis users. People age 18 to 44 who are frequent marijuana users are 2.5 times more likely to have a stroke than non-users. Even using once in the past 30 days raises your risk of a stroke by over 75%. Risky medication interactions. Another new study conclusively shows cannabinoids, their cannabinol and active constituents of cannabis, interact with prescription medications and block or amplify the effects of everything from blood thinners and heart medicine to antifungals and antibiotics. That's especially true for recreational pot, says researchers from Penn State College of Medicine because it can deliver cannabinoids at concentrations 10 to 100 times higher than medicinal doses. Driving dangers. Recreational pot legalization in Colorado has led to 75 more traffic fatalities annually and a whole lot more accidents. Studies show that because cannabis, smoked or ingested, increases response time and lane weaving and dampens down neurocognitive and neuromotor skills needed to drive safely. We have outlined these potential risks in addition to the known risk from smoking anything. We'll help your son understand that recreational cannabis can be a serious health hazard. Next on salon.com. Hopefully I get to them. Only 20 minutes in. Okay, cool. Fantastic. Yeah, this, if you're just like, rah, rah, marijuana is perfect, then don't listen to the show because I'm giving you facts. And don't be like, my team's perfect. It doesn't do anything bad. No, marijuana, nothing is perfect in the world except what you do. It can make your love in the world. So only how you express it. So let's see. Cannabis. From salon.com, new study links marijuana to cardiovascular disease, but it's not all bad news. Study by the American Heart Association reveals that smoking marijuana causes substantial risks to cardiovascular health, including increasing the chances of suffering a heart attack, stroke, or other cardiovascular problems. The AHA study, published in the scientific paper in its flagship journal Circulation on Wednesday, was careful to observe that cannabis also has potential therapeutic and medicinal properties, thanks to its famous compounds, THC and CBD. After reviewing the growing and international efforts to decriminalize or legalize both recreational and medicinal marijuana, the authors noticed that the chemicals in marijuana are associated with increased risks of atrial fibrillation, irregular heartbeats, and that marijuana use has also been associated with a greatly increased likelihood of stroke. There are differences in how specific cannabinoids, chemicals found in the cannabis plant, impact the body. The authors found that smoking THC, which produces an intoxicating effect, may induce abnormalities in heart rhythm, including arterial fibrillation, ventricular arrhythmias, tachycardia, and premature ventricular contractions. By contrast, CBD, which does not produce an intoxicating effect, can reduce one's heart rate, open up the arteries, lower blood pressure, and reduce inflammation, which is linked to osteoporosis and strokes. Authors also noted that the act of smoking or vaping marijuana may increase the health risks associated with the drug, increasing concentrations of carbon monoxide and tar in a matter analogous to smoking tobacco. At the same time, they observe that some clinicians believe marijuana use can help for treating neuropathic pain, typically associated with type 2 diabetes, decreasing prescription drug use and assisting patients suffering from age-related diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. The authors warned older potential users that, despite these potential benefits, marijuana use could also increase the risk of angina and interfere with the variety of cardiovascular and mental health medications. The purpose of our study was to explore the evidence and science in order to provide physicians and healthcare workers with the information that is available on the effects of marijuana, especially on the cardiovascular system, quotes Dr. Robert Kloner, a co-author of the paper, science officer, and scientific director of cardiovascular research at Huntington Medical Research Institute, told Salon by email. Quotes, we have tried to provide a balanced paper that reviews both potential benefits but also covers some of the concerns about its effects on the cardiovascular system. The analogy might look at alcohol, Bonner continues. Alcohol is legal but has both some positive and negative effects on the cardiovascular system. It is important for physicians and consumers to have information about what these positive and negative effects are so that they can make intelligent choices in their own lives as to whether and how to use alcohol. The same argument can be applied to marijuana. Kloner's observation about the information is available, which emphasized that there has not been enough research on the drug to comprehensively understand its impact on the human body, is reflected in this paper. Quotes, the public needs high-quality information about cannabis, which can help counterbalance the proliferation of rumors and false claims about the health effects of cannabis products, there's right. Furthermore, research funding must be increased proportionally to match the expansion of cannabis use, not only to clarify the potential therapeutic properties, but also to better understand the cardiovascular and public health implications that now follow the decriminalization of cannabis. The Salon paper reached out to marijuana legalization advocates for their thought on the new paper's implications. Quotes Paul Armentano, it has been long acknowledged that cannabis is a mood-altering substance with some risk potential, to the director of the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, NORML. He noted by email that prohibition of marijuana does not make sense given that whatever its risks, pot is more dangerous than alcohol, tobacco, and certain prescription medications. Quotes, pot is not more dangerous than alcohol, tobacco, and certain prescription medications. Quotes, by any rational assessment, continued criminalization of cannabis is a disproportionate public policy response to behavior that is, at worst, a public health concern. Quotes, but it should not be a criminal justice matter that these statements from the American Health Association do little, if anything, to change this fact. Morgan Fox, Media Relations Director for the National Cannabis Industry Association, NCIA, expressed concerns that anti-marijuana advocates would seize on this report to further vilify the drug. Such broad studies are frequently used by proponents of the failed status quo, she says, to argue against fuller, sensible cannabis reforms, but they consistently gloss over the fact that millions of people have and will continue to consume cannabis regardless of its legal status. Cannabis market, underground and unregulated, merely perpetuates and exacerbates public health and safety problems and makes research much more difficult, Fox wrote by email. Dr. Sheila Vakari, Deputy Director of the Department of Research and Academic Engagement for the Drug Policy Alliance, has a slightly different take. Quotes, I'm not concerned about anti-legalization advocates using this report against us. Instead, it bolsters the very policies that the Drug Policy Alliance advocates for. The report clearly states that it is essential to remove marijuana from Schedule 1 and state a regulated and taxed market is best for public health and safety. Vakari noted that the AHA study itself listed the known, purported, and possible medical benefits associated with marijuana use. Pot is known to reduce pain and serve as an antiemetic, relieve certain symptoms of multiple sclerosis, treat cachexia, a wasting of the body due to a severe illness, and is helpful to patients with epilepsy. There is also inconclusive evidence suggesting that marijuana with the muscular condition dystonia, the eye condition glaucoma, and certain mental illnesses like anxiety and depression. The Marijuana Policy Project, which Vakari also referred to, claims in its model medical marijuana bill that the drug can also be prescribed for cancer, hepatitis C, AIDS, HIV, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, certain types of autism, and post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Quote, the greatest harm associated with marijuana use is its criminalization, Vakari told Salon when asked if the prohibition on the drug can be viewed as a public health problem. Despite widespread legalization, she said arrests for marijuana possession still represent more than one-third of all drug-related arrests in the country. The collateral consequences of a drug-related arrest can deprive you of opportunity for life, including access to federal financial aid for higher education, potential denial of job opportunities, or certain professional licenses, being unable to live in public housing or access some social welfare benefits, and so much more, Fox quotes. Legalizing marijuana could also assist the government in regulating the drug, which in turn would help keep it out of the hands of minors. Licensed cannabis providers have a strong incentive not to sell cannabis to minors, obey all applicable state laws, whereas illicit dealers do not. Regulated markets also have tools to ensure that retailers are in strict compliance, which does not occur in the underground market. Most states also use cannabis tax revenue to fund public education, which is often targeted at minors. Armentano had a similar observation, quote, a pragmatic regulatory framework that also allows for legal licensed commercial production and retail sale of marijuana to adults, but restricts and discourages its use among young people with a legal environment that fosters open, honest dialogue between parents and children about marijuana's potential harms, best reduces the risk associated with the plant's use or misuse. By contrast, advocating for marijuana's continued criminalization only compounds them. Although public opinion now overwhelmingly favors legalization, both President Trump and his Democratic opponents continue to oppose it. Hello, I think you're on Smoke News Radio, live. Yes, reading about a lot the health issues. I think you are broadcasting. I'm not sure. On the Instagram part just ended because I answered your call. But it's okay. How's things going? Can I say who you are? Patrick Moore, marijuana critic and awesome person, really great advocate and good friend, and has something quick to tell me, and then let me continue reading the news. Nice. Marijuana. You know, there's not 100%. I don't know. I haven't tested if I'm actually broadcasting your voice at this moment. I could just, because this awesome mixer has so many buttons, I could just be listening to you and I have like your line coming in. No, it is broadcasting your voice. It has to be because I could hear you. So it has to be able to hear you. Yeah. It's just so many wires. You know, bacteria makes wires. Little golf ball size wires, length wires. They work together in mud. Dude, you got circuit computers. Yeah. Right? Thing the wires that go into the earth of the planet. For years, you've been telling me that increased plant growth using colloidal silver generators and also pulsers, can you imagine all of a sudden we went, wait, we can use all our railroads, all the metal we put in the ground, add a tiny little current to it, and then a growth current maybe, and activate and grow the whole world. Yeah, there's that thing with the car battery. Where it's like you stand in that bucket of water and you grab the car battery or something, and you just someone shocks you with that. So it doesn't melt them? Well, yeah, because the bacteria uses electricity, the viruses use electricity, and our cells work together to balance electricity. The viruses cannot work together to balance the electricity. They individually have to balance or work together to make one little wire so they can create oxygen. Yeah. And, well, all this electro waste, this EMF radiation, just messing with the natural biorhythms. Oh, wow. Yeah, there's the
man, in California, or just smoky air. The air quality in Sacramento. The system being the planet, being Earth. Because communication increases education. Pollution, well, the trade-off being in the long run, how does Earth have more life? In the long run, does humans wise up and care for all the planet? I mean, not just us, but every animal, because nice. Exactly. It does. It's like we couldn't have chosen a better pollution than carbon dioxide. So there was a time that there was so much smog, because there's a lot of pictures, like you look at places, there's a lot of smog everywhere. I know LA at a time there was so much smog, but it's like the smog like layer leveled out or something, or what happened to that big smog layer in LA? Go on. I mean, all we need to do, you know how close our cars are now almost spaceships. Like once we can recapture the exhaust and reuse it, because in space you can't get more oxygen. You know, you get more petrol fuel maybe over at Titan or something, or grow it. But there's no solar out in space. You're lucky if you can get any light and you're in outer space. And look, where's the tiny dot? You're not close to a sun. You need to be in the Goldilocks zone to use any kind of solar power. Yeah, but that doesn't mean electricity power isn't great. Running turbines to make electricity, it's just like a hand-in-hand hybrid that is, yeah. And they're killing the birds. Oh no, windmill graveyard. Here. Nice. Okay, so here, let's walk through. I still got a few articles I really want to get out tonight. I can walk through them with you. Are you familiar with, where is it? Tetrahydrocannabinol, THCP. It's, it's the next big thing for, it's like 20 times more powerful than THC. And I don't know what, and also I had a previous article about how the THC, as opposed to CBD increases the heart rate, but THC changes the heart rate in a different way. For arrhythmia, there's been some different science researches. So finding out what this THCP and CBDP do, we're dealing with a plant that's been illegal for so long, plant would be today. Oh my God. Yeah. It just. Yeah. Well, what's great, cannabis legalization and even the underground cannabis that's pushed the growing market so substantially that every plant horticulturalist benefits from the knowledge gained by and created by the super marijuana horticulturalist. Here we go, food wise. Ready for the next article. Our founding fathers did not have access to weed edibles in Florida. Department of Health is now allowing them to eat. Except gummies. Gummy bears and animal crackers, no. But everything else. And then yeah, right. What did gummy bears do to anybody? You know, a brownie is still, I ate a plate of brownies when I was 8 years old, and I didn't turn out that bad. I mean, I've made a lot of people money. So I think. No. The first article I had was actually talking about in Colorado prescribing marijuana to kids and a hospital that is like, well, parents are going to do it anyhow. So, you know, talk to us about it, work with us because it is helping so many people. So we got 8 more minutes. Totally. And so I got a few more minutes here. And if you want to, I'll read the news article and you say a sentence or two about it, and then I'll go on to the next one. But scientists modified a strain of cannabis to kill cancer cells, especially a CBD form. right. It's like, I got that information right here, Jason. Hold on. I'm trying to go through this one real quick. Okay. Next one. This one is from CNN.com, our loyal CNN. It talks about, right, weed may not help cancer pain, this study says. And it specifically talks about pain itself. Do you know from experience that, like, you don't want... Like I could feel more sensitive when I smoke cannabis. And even though it releases inflammation, it doesn't exactly always stop pain myself. And CNN... Yeah, I don't want to say it's their bias, but it's basically for so long these places have been biased, so they're just still used to being biased. So now they're talking about, they're like, well, we'll talk about it a little, but we're still biased, but we'll talk about it a little. Well, here's one from Insider.com. The men who smoke marijuana daily are more likely to get testicular cancer. And I really looked for marijuana and cancer, and they talked about daily for over 10 years or more had an estimated 36% increased risk in this research of, I don't see how many people it says, but they've been doing these researches. So, well, it's also, Well, it's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in men, ages 15 to 35. Right. It doesn't mean that's the reason. Yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. And then... And that's why I read these quick 5-minute articles, sometimes 10-minute articles, because knowing what the counter arguments are, it's like, well, let's compare that and look closely at that. You know, would they want to scare mothers about pregnancy and autism? It's agenda. It's all agenda. What's the agenda of the hour? And the money pushes the agenda. So, and like, there's another article I read was the autism, a high rate of autism with mothers who smoke. Right. What's it, hand over hand? Or there's so much more science and research going on about marijuana right now. There's going to be a lot of it that is its own propaganda. Uh-huh. Well, that's why you have to keep fine-tuning it to push the fraud off the table. And just keep putting the facts down there. And a lot of times, some groups try to say something that is fact, the thing that's fraud. So it's just like, it's a lot of confusion in this age of misinformation. Did you hear that? Okay, cool. Dude. Yeah. No, it's Smoke News. We find a whole bunch of different articles on the subject. Last week was licensing and permits. All these different cities. Yeah. They want to license you and permit. Oh, cool. But you're saying Oklahoma did? Yay, that's so awesome to hear. Nice. As long as we can export it federally, yes. Washington, I was just in Seattle. Washington's doing really good too. They've just been on the treadmill, the same old. Hey, much love, Jason Brodsky, Patrick Moore, Smoke News Radio, everybody. Have a beautiful night. Hey, stay on the phone, Patrick. Just one second, please. Have a good night, everybody. Bye.